Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today we're diving into Cues by Vanessa Van Edwards. Sophie, have you ever left a conversation feeling like your words just didn't land?
Oh, all the time. I'm Sophie. And this book explains that the real message is in the nonverbal cues, not the words.
She says every interaction comes down to two questions the other person is asking. Can I trust this person? And can I respect this person?
And they're answering those questions before you even finish your first sentence.
Exactly. So the first pillar is trust, and it's built with warmth cues. Eye contact is the biggest one.
She distinguishes between the predator stare, which is fixed and unblinking, and the dance of the eyes, which is natural and rhythmic.
The good version is holding eye contact about 60 to 70% of the time, then breaking it to the side. Never look up because that signals dominance, and don't look away too fast because that signals anxiety.
So it's a subtle rhythm that says you're safe and I'm engaged.
I tried that in a call today and honestly felt more present. Then there's the smile.
Not all smiles are equal. A forced smile only uses the mouth, but a genuine Duchenne smile crinkles the eyes. She calls it smizing.
And you can practice smizing. It sounds silly, but it works. Add a slight head tilt, and you've got the warmth trifecta. The head tilt exposes your neck, which is a vulnerable spot, and that subconsciously tells people you're not a threat.
That combination instantly disarms people. Then we move to the second pillar, competence, which runs on power cues.
Posture is the foundation. Standing tall with your shoulders back actually lowers cortisol and raises testosterone.
So your body changes your brain, and other people read the confidence in your stance.
There's also the steeple, where you bring your fingertips together like a church point. It signals certainty and authority. The opposite is low-power gestures, like touching your face or neck. Those signal anxiety. I catch myself doing that all the time.
Now that you know it, you can replace it with something like holding your hands still and open.
Then there's the voice. She calls it the second face. It's all about pitch, pace, and power.
Uptalk, where your voice rises at the end, turns a statement into a question and signals uncertainty.
Right. And pace matters too. Speaking too fast feels anxious, and too slow can feel condescending. The best speakers vary it.
And the pause is powerful. Pause before a key word to build anticipation, and pause after to let it land.
I used the pause in a meeting this morning. It gave me a moment to breathe and made people lean in.
Now here's the counterintuitive part. She says your best self is often not your natural self.
She calls it anchoring. You create a physical trigger, like squeezing your thumb, that signals to your brain it's time to be confident. So you're not being fake. You're strategically stepping into the most competent and warm version of yourself.
Exactly. It's not a mask. It's a choice.
Then we get to connection cues, and the big one is matching and mirroring.
You subtly match the other person's posture and pace. If they lean in, you lean in.
But you can't do it instantly. You wait a beat, and you can use cross-modal mirroring, like tapping your foot to their speech rhythm. That creates a feeling of harmony without looking like a parrot. For listening, she has the 2-2-2 rule.
For 2 seconds, focus on their eyes, then 2 seconds on their words, then 2 seconds on their emotions.
And instead of how are you, she says to ask deep questions like, what was the best part of your day?
That invites a story and shows you're genuinely interested.
Then she tackles digital communication. In texts, all those visual and vocal cues disappear.
So you have to be hyper-intentional with punctuation and emojis. A period can feel angry, and an exclamation point shows enthusiasm.
She even suggests reading your message aloud with the tone you intend. If it sounds flat, add a cue. And the final framework is the 3 C's of first impressions: confidence, connection, and credibility.
You have to lead with all three when you walk into a room. Confidence from posture, connection from eye contact, and credibility from preparation.
And the as if principle: act as if you're confident, and your brain starts to believe it. That's the part I'm taking with me.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The bottom line is that being seen, heard, and respected is a skill you can learn. Master your cues, and you master the conversation. We'll see you in the next one.